Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the Internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth. The rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Blood and Guts with my co-host, Jack Blood. It seems like forever since I talked to Jack, and I know we talked to each other last month. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Maria, and welcome all you great people listening to Blood and Guts. I believe the last time we talked, we did no predictions other than they would try to sneak in all kinds of nasty things on us over the holiday, and that's pretty much what happened.
So, as usual.
I believe I also stuck to my one prediction that the last year of a presidency is economic death, and we've already seen the beginnings of that. Of course, they're blaming China, so that's okay then.
Well, they're blaming China, they're blaming the oil industry. I mean, the blame goes around and around, but, you know, I posted a story today that I was surprised to see on Yahoo News. That 62 people control the same amount of wealth as the poorest half of the world. But I don't think we're going to hear any candidates talk about that.
53 of them are men. Just in case people, you know, and obviously that's a little skewed. You know, that actually came up in a Reuters article that I was reading today about Davos. And I don't think no one really knows about Davos, right? Because it's never in the news other than a quick blip mention.
Right.
And anyone in the conspiracy crowd just, you know, kind of poo-poo it and sigh because they just want to be out on the lawn, standing outside the perimeter, getting their pictures taken outside of the Bilderberg group. So this is, by the way, the most number one elite ceremony, initiation, ritual, and conspiracy happening every year right out in the open in the Swiss Alps. That is Davos is coming back together. And this year, they have the Davos robot. So Jamie Dimon and Jack Waugh and all the guys are going to get around and they're going to initiate this robot into being. They have the Davos man, the Davos woman, and now the Davos robot. And this, of course, is part and parcel of our future. But it would be great to have people, at least have Joan Vian go in there, and she'd have press passes, and she'd sit in the meetings and meet some of the people and observe what was going on, and she would just do a fantastic report. Of course, we lost Joan to cancer several years back, and no one ever took her place.
Well, you know, when you try to tell people that we're all being ruled by a very small elite group of people, they look at us like we're crazy. You know, I just got David Icke's new book, The Phantom Self. And, you know, I always wonder, what else could David possibly write about? But I'm like three chapters in and I'm like, holy crap. So, you know, he is really taking the blows lately for what he's been teaching for so many years. But, I mean, history has proven him right so many times. And when he talks about the controllers over us, that's when, I mean, if I got the nasty remarks he gets on social media, I would drop off social media.
That's probably why he's in a bad mood a good chunk of the time.
Well, you can't blame him. I mean, it's hard to stay in a good mood doing what we do, you know,
yeah.
And I mean, you and I discussed that right before the show, because look at all the problems you've had trying to do a show for so many years, and always countless problems. You know, I'm going through a little bit of the leftover of my hack with this interference on my show, but sooner or later, I'll figure it out. But you kind of wonder, you know, and when I got hacked, you know, so many of my co-hosts wrote me back, you know, because I was like you, you know, I just said, man, why do I even bother keep doing this? This is like a stress fest. But they all encouraged me and all said, you know, the time is so important now. We're so close to total takeover by, you know, whether it's going to be artificial intelligence or a slave planet, that we have to keep going.
Well, it's amazing and ironic, Maria, that the better technology gets, the harder it is for us to do a show. You would think that because years ago with some rinky-dink equipment and a slow computer, you can do a show with almost no problems. Now today, it's almost impossible. So I guess that says it all. But I'm glad, like I told you before we started, I'm glad you keep going because there aren't too many people that see things the way you do. And if people like you disappear, Maria, we're just going to be left with the repeating force of groupthink, constantly reinforcing the general memes. So I know your listeners are really grateful to have your fresh and very authentic and original content perspective.
Well, I could say the same for you, Jack. I mean, we've been in this pretty much about the same amount of time. And, you know, the people don't understand, you know, this past weekend was the memorial for Dave McGowan. And what's interesting is I see so many people posting now that Dave is dead, you know, how much they like his work. They're pissed that, you know, all his work's no longer on his website, blah, blah, blah. But where were those people when Dave was struggling, like all of us do? And, you know, I kind of let them have it. You know, none of us want to be, you know, we don't want to be rich and famous when we're dead. We want to be able to pay our bills and do our work while we're still alive.
Well, it is nice that his death brought about that awareness. And it makes me wonder, and I ask myself, Maria, well, what do I have to do? Die. Mm-hmm. So that being said, I guess you could say the same thing about David Bowie, who was pretty much all forgotten, his new record out. Most people wouldn't have listened to it or given it much of a shot. It's now number one. He's back on top again, but he had to die to do it. So that's, I guess, the kind of culture we are, right? If you're dead, all of a sudden people go, hey, that's right. I remember that person. Let's go. Oh, yeah, I actually will miss them now. Mm-hmm. Well, we're here. You can miss us while we're here and communicate with us without having to use a psychic medium.
All right. Well, isn't it odd that you see so many people of my generation dying in succession? It just seems every day there's a new death, whether it's a, you know, an actor, whether it's, you know, Glenn Frey, whether it's David Bowie, whether it's, you know, Rickman. I mean, the list goes on and on. And, you know, for a lot of them, the majority of them, it's cancer. And, you know, when I look at that, I often remember what Sun Bear said. God, it's almost 30 years ago that sooner or later we're all going to die of some form of cancer because of the way we're polluting the planet. And when you look at all these events happening just within the United States, without Fukushima, without all the other issues, it surely looks like that's the case. But nobody connects that to everybody dropping dead like flies.
Well, first of all, we never look at, speaking of the rich, there was another story out today that they contribute up to 42% to charity. But those are those elite charities that don't do anything but spend money being gala and elite. This is, and they spend a lot of money on their ceremonial processes, administration fees, and then, of course, the rest of the money goes to the drug company. I ask, you know, what is the cause of cancer, if we're just isolating that? And by the way, Glenn Frey died of colitis, which they have a pill for. Uh-huh. You can get a pill for that. Now there's commercials. My colitis is acting up and I can't eat a hamburger. Well, take this pill, Prolixat or whatever it is. So it's interesting that those two things offset each other. And the point I was going to make is, well, what's the cure? Apparently a bunch of doctors have begun to stumble on a cure which has to be tied to the cause of where cancer comes from. I'm doing a show with Ty Bollinger next week, and he's my go-to guy for this. And they're all dying all over the place. And then right around the time where we're losing some of these very high-profile celebrities to cancer, they're pushing two memes. One of them is cancer can be contagious now, which I think is utter bullshit. And the other is there's a vaccine for it, and if you just contribute enough money to the cause, then we can all get vaccinated against cancer. Again, completely missing the point. Where does it come from? And as you mentioned, it's very rudimentary, from toxins.
Right. Well, look at it. You know, every single day they spray the skies. Everybody's got filthy water. That's what they're drinking. Okay, Flint got even worse filthy water. People are eating genetically modified food. And let's not forget the poison that enters their minds by what they hear and watch on mainstream media. You know, it's like a perfect package. Toss in some vaccines, you know. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see this is depopulation from all angles. It's like a silent genocide.
And that's the problem. So we are constantly diverted away from that. And meanwhile, we're losing some of our greatest minds, the people that are making this planet a beautiful place to live, who are waking people up to some of the more spiritual and universal aspects of being a human on Earth. And these are the people, these communicators and artists, certainly, I think, and I've always thought, are targeted. And it's interesting, too, because when we talk about the lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, which is a really an amazing story in itself, you know, and we think of all these musicians, being one myself. I just recorded my newest record here this week. We're editing it here on the weekend, and thank you, it went very well. But, you know, you think back to some of the places you had to play, some of the places you had to practice, and most of them, Maria, were filled with asbestos and lead and a lot of these toxins. So musicians who tend to, you know, be, I guess, sometimes the poorer side of life, okay, are forced into these places that A, are filled with cigarette smoke. I'm a smoker, and I know maybe you are too, but when you are, you know, in huge rooms full of cigarette smoke, asbestos and lead and every other goddamn thing, on top of it, you know, you fell into the drug culture, potentially puts a lot of stress on your body. And I think that's where it comes from. We also lost the first rapper, they say, called Blowfly yesterday on Martin Luther King Day. And he also succumbed to liver cancer, which is the same thing that got David Bowie. So, you know, I mean, they're all dying in their late 60s. And that leads me to another aspect of all of this. You know, if we can get rid of the people in their 60s, Maria, we won't have to pay them that pesky Social Security money.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's my age group. So I'm like, okay, I would think that there's multiple reasons they want to get rid of my age group, not just Social Security. I believe that, you know, we've lived through American history, okay? I mean, I've been alive since Harry Truman was president. And people that remember the way it was pre-9/11 are a threat to this government, because kids right. born after that, they don't know any different than this surveillance society that they call freedom.
Well, that, and you make very bad slaves. So, you know, and at some point, you know, when you reach a certain age, you're just not good. You're taking up a job for somebody else that can pay into the system. So when you're at the point where you're starting to take out of the system that you paid into your whole life, mm-hmm. you're useless on several different angles. And this is why, you know, we have managed care built into Obamacare. This is why in England, after they've had their debacle for healthcare, that they've encouraged older people to let themselves quietly slip away in the night so that they don't in any way inconvenience their loved ones and their progeny with the pesky hospital bills, et cetera. So the whole thing, euthanasia has certainly been big over the years. You know, just go ahead and get rid of yourself. You don't want to be in the way. And so the whole attitude seems to move towards that. But with the population exploding, with jobs lessening, there's less jobs all the time, less opportunities all the time, and then the fact that older people don't make very good slaves and often remember things.
Right.
They just don't want you around, and it works very well. It's kind of, I guess you could say it's nature taking its course, but this isn't nature. This is diabolical poisons taking their course and a diabolical plan. So, yeah, you people, you older people, take care of yourself out there. If you disappear, we're in a world of trouble here. We need the older, wiser people, Maria.
Well, I'll keep eating right and working out as long as I can take it. But I will tell you this, what's interesting, Jack. I first finally qualify for retirement benefits on my Social Security. But as long as I keep working, I have to continue to pay into Social Security. So it's like they get you coming and going. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a pretty big bucket of worms, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like never ending. I mean, it really is truly never ending. You know, the more I talk to my accountant, the worse it gets. I said to her, what do you mean they can tax your Social Security? I says, that money was taxed when we earned it. So, I mean,
well, don't forget the estate tax can be upwards to 50, 60%. It goes up from there. So even when you die, they come and raid the coffers. They come and raid what you might have left to your loved ones, if there is anything after all the debt you've incurred in your life.
Exactly. Well, you know, I didn't hear, I mean, I don't know if you suffered through the State of the Union address, but I just figured, well, I got a new retina screen on my computer, so I'm going to watch it and see what it looks like. But I didn't hear any words about the middle class. Didn't, all I heard was how great our economy is doing. You know, we're the number one economy in the world. Everything is wonderful. Nothing about the middle class. Nothing about the police state. You know, I was at the gym yesterday, and they were covering, I think it was Fox News, how many police were killed last year. And they were making it like such a big deal, 39 cops. And then when they put up how many Americans they killed, they were short by about 300 people in their number. No concept or talking about the 1,202, I think it was, the final tally, of Americans murdered by cops last year.
So, well, Obama's done. So that, I call it the STFU, it's a shut the F up speech, which pretty much has been his modus operandi. Every time he does one of these, it is just a way to shut up his detractors and to control the debate, if there is such a thing as a debate. And we've been watching the debates. It doesn't seem like there is. We can talk about that later if you want.
Absolutely.
The FDFU is just you people shut up. And what he did, this is his last one. Technically, he could do another one next year, but most outgoing presidents after 8 years don't. He probably won't. This is the one that reminds everybody of his legacy. And I believe I only watched it intermittently because I was throwing up in my mouth most of it. I'd keep running in the bathroom. But it was coming out of both ends. It was so bad. But I believe he did remind us he killed bin Laden and he saved us from Ebola. So those things were on the list, too. And if he can spew that nonsense, that makes you question anything else he said.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I had a visit this weekend from this young couple that I'm friends with. And the young man is he's a Marine. He's a veteran of the Marines. He just got out in December. And, you know, these kids, you know, the way that they're trained to be a Marine, and I'm not saying, and I let him know, you know, I'm glad you did what you did, but, you know, here's the truth of it. And he was open to hearing it, and we were talking. I told him about bin Laden being dead since December of 2001. I told him that I interviewed the mother of the Air Force guy who killed Hussein and his sons in a strategic airstrike. And you had to see the look on this kid's face. And I said, listen, you go in there for all the right reasons, except all the right reasons they're giving you are lies. And, you know, like you said at the beginning of the show, if it's not you and I and people like us telling people the truth, they're giving their lives for all the wrong causes.
Yeah. And we're losing our footing with the anti-Muslim hatred being spewed out and piled on, especially by the Republicans. But I don't see the Democrats really much different. They all seem to be fighting over who will kill more Muslims than the other guy. And they think that the guy who will kill and discriminate against the most Muslims, and I know, I realize people think I'm a big liberal or something for saying this. I don't know. I don't think taking a billion people and pushing them off to the side after killing them and stealing all their stuff for the last 50 or 60 years is really ethical, but that's just me. I don't know if it makes me a liberal or conservative or what it makes
I hate when people try to label me, all right? I'm just a free thinker, okay? That's what I am. I'm not a member of any party, kind of like Groucho Marx.
Because we're consistent, unlike the so-called presidential candidates running now. We are consistent in what we say. So if we're pro-life, then we're all the way pro-life. If we're pro-death, then we're all the way pro-death, okay?
Exactly.
You can't be against abortion and for capital punishment and taking the heads off of children with drone strikes, okay? You those things are not consistent. It makes you a hypocrite. In fact, I posted a story the other day. Just this year alone, I think Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, has, let me just find that real quick for you. I believe it's something like 25,000 bombs.
Right.
Bomb strikes in 2015 alone, 23,144 bombs in 2015. And the response to that, that's Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, Africa, just all over the place. And people's response to that was, what an asinine, simple-minded comment, and some other not very, by the way, creative ad hominem attacks.
Right, right. I didn't see Obama shedding any tears for the kids we've killed all around the world.
So war is peace until the Republican comes in, and then it's going to be war again. Isn't that interesting how war, the one guy will do the exact same thing. We've been saying this for 8 years, right? One guy will do the exact same thing as the other guy, but it's perceived differently. This is the essence of cognitive dissonance, of course.
Of course. It's like, you know, my God's better than your God, that routine. But, you know, when you talk about the Muslims, you know, the Muslims already donated something like 30,000 cases of water to the people in Flint, Michigan, you know. But that's not a story you're going to see on the news. You know, Cher has donated water to the people in Flint, Michigan. But the damage is already done to their children. That kind of brain damage is going to show up, you know, in the next few years.
Yeah.
And
well, I would get into the other things that are in the water. You might take a story like that and escalate it into, yeah, but what else is in the water? Not to mention the fact that our decrepit infrastructure in this country is something to be ashamed of, because we're spending all of our money on cops and war and fat bonuses for people and bid rigging and all the rest of it and bank bailouts and debt and what are we paying now? I think it's up to $700 billion a year before we even start budgeting to pay interest on funny money. Maybe then we could fix our infrastructure, put people to work. I know Bernie Sanders has said that. Unfortunately, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, which isn't very far. And but he's right about it. What Bernie Sanders says, by the way, he's going to break up the big six banks. He has all these projects he wants to do. People should have free health care. I don't disagree with most of it.
Right.
It's how he would do it and the fact that he wouldn't do it, because he's been a senator for a very long time. You know, he just had a chance to vote for the audit the Fed bill, Maria, and didn't even show up to vote for it, even though he likes to mention that he would support something like that. So it makes you wonder about a person who, by the way, also draws multiple Social Security checks and pensions. And I mean, here's a guy who made $200,000 or something dollars last year and paid almost no taxes, and then just gobbled up all kinds of entitlements. He doesn't need that money. Why doesn't he give that back to us? So we got to be very careful of people, politicians especially, who say one thing and then do another. You had posted on your page that he, you know, wanted to demilitarize the cops, but that's not what his record shows.
Mm-hmm. Right, and because nobody really is talking about it. I didn't hear any of that in any of the debates that I could actually stand to watch, because like you, I'm all mama birding in my own mouth. I mean, the yelling that I do at the TV screen, you know, I try to keep my voice low when I'm at the gym watching the lying news. But it gets so hard that I'd rather watch, you know, some restaurant show than watch the news, because it just irritates the shit out of me. The lies, I mean, the lies are constant. And truthfully, you know, listen, I don't know anybody better that's running than Bernie. He's a pauper compared to the rest of them. The whole GOP are a bunch of psychopaths. This is the worst election run-up I have ever witnessed as far as idiocy. You know, remember that movie Idiocracy? I'm sure you've seen it. I mean, we're there. Right. I mean, we are really there. I don't know how much worse it could possibly get.
Camacho for president, Maria.
I'd rather see you run for president. Me and you. We could do a better job. My garbage man could do a better job.
No, and especially if you're going to give me about $20 trillion to spend, which is what Bernie Sanders' grocery list would come to, obviously I could do a pretty good job with half that money, though we don't actually have that. Listen, there was one Republican, I'm going to say one candidate, because I've watched all of the mainstream candidates very closely, who has made some serious suicidal political mistakes, had been coming back this last month, and his name is Rand Paul. Am I endorsing him? No. But I sure loved how he took Donald Trump's pants down some of the other guys, two debates in a row, and what do they do in the last debate? Kick him to the curb.
Right.
Good for him for getting even more publicity for that. And here's a guy that's highly organized, that has 1,000 precinct captains in Iowa, that has a huge ground game and delegates and a bunch of money, probably has a better campaign strategy on the ground than anyone else but Bush or Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And they want to shut him up because why? I think probably the thing he said that they hated the most, besides we need to stop surveilling people and you know all the rest of that and getting into debates exposing these Republicans for the neocons that they are, but coming flat out and saying that we are funding and our allies are arming this so-called ISIS. Mm-hmm. And he said that two debates in a row and he wasn't in the third one. So you know, I'm not a Republican, as you know. I don't like most of them. I just can't stand the main ones.
Right.
But, however, he certainly has been upping his game, and I think everybody should perhaps keep him in this thing because I don't know what else he might say against these guys, and America needs a huge dose of truth.
Right. Well, let's go back 8 years ago, when you and I were making our predictions and you said this election would be between Hillary and Jeb Bush. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Bush has been the most decrepit candidate. You almost might think he's throwing it. Here's the interesting problem. Cruz is crashing.
Mm.
His being born in Canada, okay. His being in bed, it just came out with the Goldman Sachs, which we already knew. He took an illegal loan to become senator from Goldman Sachs.
And Citibank. Right, and Citibank.
It was also Rockefeller Citigroup, which kind of gets not mentioned too much.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things coming out about Cruz and his duplicitous nature, his hypocrisy, that is beginning to sink his ship. The same thing happened in the last selection, didn't it? We had Herman Cain out front, and then there was like a frothy Rick Santorum, and you know, every there was a new front runner all the time until it was whittled away into Herman Munster, Mitt Romney,
right,
who were in the bag for the entire time. You would have thought it was a joke that John McCain would have won the nomination in 2000. People literally laughed when they mentioned his name before he got the nomination. So as bad as a candidate as Bush has been, I do happen to know he has more endorsements from any of the candidates for sitting congressmen and people in power now. He has more money than any of them, and he has a better ground game. Now, that being said, the establishment will choose who they want to choose, and they have a plan B, and I'm believing that potentially that plan B could be Donald Trump. However, with also low poll numbers, he only has 30% of the vote for Republicans. He might get another 10% in the general election. He would lose. He's the only one, I think, in the Republicans that would lose to Hillary Clinton. I honestly believe that. But the establishment will pick who they want to pick. The media picks who they want to pick. So I'm standing by my prediction, but I wouldn't surprise me at this point to see something being slipped in. You remember years ago when I predicted the election and it would be, I think it was McCain. No, and then it was Obama. But I had picked. I can't remember who I picked for the Republican, but I did pick the guy that got in all the trouble. Sorry, my memory is not as good as it used to be. John Edwards. I had picked him for the nominee, mm-hmm. and he was their golden boy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, right, they begin to see the light shine around Obama, mm-hmm. and they put him down. And he was never heard from again with that scandal that he had a baby out of wedlock with his press secretary or what have you. But this guy was attending CFR meetings every day in New York. John Edwards was the golden boy,
right.
and he was supposed to, in 2004, he was supposed to be the nominee. And then in 2008, I believe he was going to be the nominee. So I predicted that, and it was a good prediction at the time, Maria. But you know, you have to always remember that these guys have played BCD. Selection. They don't want you to see this too clearly. And Bush, when you peel back the onion, who is he running against? The young Rubio, crazy Ted Cruz, even crazier Donald Trump. Okay,
right.
And then Governor Krispy Kreme and the Kasich guy and Rand Paul. His competition isn't really that big when you look at it. So all he'll have to do, his strategy is, I'll finish with this. Sorry to bore everybody with this. His strategy is to finish around third or fourth in Iowa. He's not even trying for Iowa Bush. He's living in New Hampshire where he has to be like second or third. When you start to see that snowball rolling down the hill, come back and talk to me.
Well, there we go. What do you think about Trump being a stalking horse to get Hillary elected?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure I ever really bought that. They are in the same club. But his viciousness towards her, it's either just very good acting and subversion or not. I just don't see another Democrat being elected no matter what. It would really go against everything we've done over the last 20 years. So I think it's almost a mathematical impossibility for that to happen anyway. No, I think he was recruited more than anything else to take the spotlight off of some of the real contenders. So they'll always do that, right? They can't have Mitt Romney running in front or John McCain running in front the whole time because they'd be destroyed.
Right.
So they have to hide in the shadows a little bit. So he's a little bit more of a lightning rod and a stalking horse. And he's talked about trying to run for president for years. You know, all he's doing is getting media publicity. He's not actually putting any of his real money into the campaign. He's just getting a lot of free press and flying around on his plane, which is a tax write-off. So this isn't really even costing him anything.
Well, that's also another way to look at it. But I often wonder, you know, what kind of rabbit does Bush have to pull out of his hat to catch up? And when will that happen? Because I don't trust any of them.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if he doesn't do at least third in New Hampshire, which is here in about a month, he's going to be in trouble. So, but it all comes down to these early primaries. It's something for the media to talk about. They're selling ads for $1 million for 30 seconds in New Hampshire right now. It's a boondoggle for them, I know, because you remember our friend John Buchanan. I was helping him out years ago to run, and I was trying to buy him ads up there in New Hampshire, and I just blew my mind how much they were going for. But it all comes down to Super Tuesday and some of those giant states like Florida and California and Illinois, Ohio, et cetera. They'll all come up here in a couple of months. So this thing will be going. You'll see a bunch of guys peel off. A bunch of guys will quit right after in Iowa. A bunch of guys will quit. New Hampshire, a bunch of guys will quit. South Carolina, a bunch of guys will quit. And then it will be down to a couple of guys. Bush will be one of the last people standing. And boom, there you go. You can see now how this can happen.
Right. Well, I guess I wish it would just happen already because I'm so bored with it and so over it. I don't understand. Other countries can have their whole campaign and election in 90 days, and here it drags out with what seems to be forever.
They'll give you about a 2-3 month rest, and then they'll start campaigning for the midterm elections. So We're always at war and we're always in election. That's why they never do anything. And I know that's why the Democrats didn't bring George Bush up on charges and have him impeached, because they were going to take power. They were in election. They didn't want to ruin. They didn't want to look bitter or whatever. They didn't want Americans to turn on them, and they didn't want to rock the boat too much, and they didn't want the finger pointed back at them. So they did nothing. We're always in an election, and we're always at war.
That's a great sentence. I'm going to steal that one, Jack. Okay, we're going to a short break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wow. One solid hour of commercial-free information thanks to you. The person who wants truth has the integrity and understanding to support it with your donation and subscription. Maria believes people can handle the truth and delivers it tirelessly with those with ears to listen. 14 years on the net. Won't you take a moment right now to commit to a subscription of your choice at www.maria.net. That's M-E-R-I-A.net. Over 1,100 hours of pure education all in one place, 24/7, and all downloadable. Knowledge is power. Sharing that knowledge is wisdom. Together we can change the world and create real hope. Now let's get back to the Maria Heller Show.
Welcome back to Blood and Guts with myself and Jack Blood. We've been here pretty much forever, since the beginning. We might as well say we created the internet. Jack, there's so much going on this planet. We started the show off talking about cancer. And of course, my listeners, your listeners, we are all familiar with Dr. Mary's monkey. And the fact that cancer is a man-made creation, which they don't want to talk about. I don't know if you've had the chance yet to interview Rick Simpson, but I interviewed Rick Simpson a couple of months ago on cannabis oil, and he's healed 5,000 people, which of course got the RCMP after his ass in Canada, so he's living overseas. Nobody wants to talk about the curative powers of cannabis because, after all, you know, everybody still believes reefer madness in 2016. But there have been cures out there. There have been cures out there for years, okay, like Essiac, you know, which I've used. Not that I had cancer, but I had three separate tumors that I got rid of with an all-natural Native American formula, basically four weeds thrown together. And we really, you know, you look at the fear around the world, and like you said earlier, they're killing off a lot of famous people with cancer. And I just didn't understand, watching the State of the Union, why Obama made such a big deal over the fact that America is going to cure cancer. We're going to cure it now. I found that very odd in his speech to just come out of nowhere. I don't know if you were throwing up at that part or not.
Probably was. Yeah, but again, this is due to their new angle, which is to vaccinate people for cancer. That's going to be the cure, trust me on that. Okay, I already saw that coming a while back. So, all right, well, that's all good, fine and good. If there's a cure for cancer, especially advanced aggressive cancer, then we should have gotten that to Dave McGowan or David Bowie, who's actually really smart and would have investigated any possibility to save himself. I truly believe that. So once it's moved quickly and aggressively, and maybe you're saying the same thing as I am here, then I don't know if any cannabinoid oil is going to help you. However, there is, you know, prevention is the cure. So there are many, many things you should be doing in order to prevent yourself from getting it, especially if you live in big cities or areas where maybe you're next to a nuclear plant or a nuclear lab. A lot of people don't know that they just take the nuclear waste now, which they call nuclear turds, appropriately enough, because they look like big turds, and they just bury it in their backyard because there is just nowhere to put it in the regulations and the expense, and nobody wants it right in their backyard. So they've just begun basically burying it near the reactors.
Well, then you got cell phone towers, you got, you know, electrical wires, yeah. And, you know, you got the smart meters, you know, you got all this Wi-Fi pollution. I mean, there's a million things, but think about this, Jack, because I ponder it continuously because I still can't get over what happened to Dave. Dave McGowan, 54 years old, never sick a day in his life, goes to the doctors at 54 for a full physical because he needed it for an insurance policy. Passes with flying colors. 6 months later, they tell him he's got rampant cancer going to his brain and he's got 6 months to live, which freaked Dave out big time. And then Dave and I, we've had so many discussions on it, you know, it was certain he was hit with a bioweapon. But at the same time, 92-year-old Jimmy Carter gets the same fast-moving cancer heading to his brain, and in a matter of no time, he's totally healed. And nobody's talking about how they cured Jimmy Carter at 92.
There's a town in Piedmont, Borgo Franco in Italy. Mm-hmm. They have shut down Wi-Fi in schools because of the health fear of the electromagnetic waves given off by the wireless routers, especially harmful. You know what the World Health Organization said? They recognize the anxiety and speculation surrounding electromagnetic field exposure, and they're still investigating its possible health effects. That is everywhere. You know, if you begin to calculate, and I know a lot of people are worried about Fukushima and all the rest of it, you start to calculate how many electromagnetic waves go through your eyeball per day, especially if you live in a big city where everyone has a cell phone. I watched a homeless person walking aimlessly down the street yesterday with their head in a giant cell phone, okay? So even the homeless people are you know, pinging radiation to all of us.
Right.
None of this has been proven to be safe, yet the entire world, thanks to Apple and their Chinese slave workers and all the rest of it, the whole world has gone completely digital and electromagnetic. I think, you know, between that and the teeth bleaching, we're going to have a bunch of toothless mutants walking around with giant tumors as second heads very soon. I can't believe that we are so quick to adopt new technology without knowing that it's good or it's bad. Now, in Dave McGowan's case, obviously, here's a guy that was a huge target and had to be shut up. And, you know, my friend Don Harkins from the Idaho Observer, you know, his friends and family witnessed electromagnetic, witnessed radiation coming down on him in his yard in the middle of Idaho, which killed all the plants around it. So they got him somehow, they think, from plane or from space. That's how far this stuff has advanced now. It is a great weapon to kill people. I mean, they can hit you with a heart attack weapon, which we, you know, found out many, many years ago in the investigations that were done on the CIA's weapons and
right.
Sidney Gottlieb. As you mentioned, they tried to make cancer a aggressive cancer weapon for a very long time, and now they've advanced through technology and DNA research to do just about anything. So I'm glad we got that. Italian town shuts down Wi-Fi over health fears. People can find that on my Facebook page, and it makes you wonder.
Well, I don't think that's such a bad idea, to tell you the truth. I mean, everybody's getting, you know, radiated constantly by, and, you know, I forget who it was that said it. But if, you know, any appliance or thing you're going to buy starts with the word smart, stay away from it. Okay. And mostly because of the way they're surveilling you on it. But when people get pissed off at me because I don't have a cell phone, you know, I have people in my car. If we're going on a trip, I have a map, okay, a printed map. And they're like, why don't you have GPS? I said, because I don't want the tracking in my car.
Yeah.
I'm the crazy one, you know, and I feel like, and when everybody's talking about secondhand smoke, I'm like, hello, I'm getting all your secondhand radiation from all your gadgets. You're sitting here having a cup of coffee with me and you're on your friggin' phone. I mean, people are like the Pavlov experience. You know, they can't resist when their phone rings or vibrates. I watch it like a study in human behavior, and it's scary, Jack.
We are hardwired in our house. We have wireless for an emergency, but we are hardwired. And that also gives you a certain element of security under the Constitution that you wouldn't normally have. The Wi-Fi allows for an interpretation of snooping that didn't exist prior to that. But you brought up a really good point, Maria. Can you imagine telling a school or a school district in the United States of America that you can't have wireless because it's harmless to the children? We're shutting it down. And the outcry to how this is going to prevent little Johnny and Janie from learning because they don't have their tablets and all the things they use wireless in class now. They never get away with it. The ship has sailed. There's almost no way to come back from it, yet we have no idea what the consequences in the future would be. Same thing with, obviously, genetically modified food and all the rest of it. I mean, we have some idea because there has been some testing, but that, pharmaceuticals, vaccines, we mix all of this together, and you get to you're just attacked from all sides. But if you tried to take little Johnny and Janie's wireless devices away at school because it could give them cancer, the people would freak out. They'd absolutely lose their minds.
I know. Well, maybe that little town in Italy's got the right idea. You know, but you look at how many pharmaceutical drugs are released that really haven't been tested. You know, giving kids now 11 years old OxyContin. I mean, what kind of world is this? And, you know, then the recalls come after a couple of thousand people drop dead. But people just want everything and they want it now. But I have to, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm gonna say a sentence that George W., the idiot king, said to what you just said. Is our kids learning? And, you know, there was a report right here in my town of how terrible the statistics are from the school district. Kids, you know, fourth grade still can't read. Fifth grade can't write. So is our kids learning, Jack? They're not. So all these gadgets are not teaching them basics. They don't even want to teach cursive writing anymore.
It actually is a distraction, and the LA Times just published a story. Hi, I'm a digital junkie, and I suffer from infomania. But they're not even getting any information. They're just getting gossip, entertainment, and looking at pictures and the rest of it, and our kids have their heads in a phone 24/7. I mean, they don't even sleep anymore. This is the new generation of mutants, I guess, and I'm the old man saying, get off my lawn. I love technology, too. I just want to make sure it's going to be somewhat safe. So on the one hand, they get them controlled by complete propaganda, most of it fear porn. And on the other hand, they're radiating them. You know, remember years ago when it came out that, okay, Johnny Cochran died from a brain tumor because the lawyer, OJ's lawyer, because he constantly had his ear in a cell phone. So now they got you a foot away from it, and it's all okay now. It's perfectly fine. As long as you're not putting it right up to your head, Maria, it's perfectly fine. Nothing to worry about.
Right. Well, you know, I did a show on the dangers of cell phone. It's still on in my archives years ago. God, maybe 15 years ago. And a lot of people got really pissy about it. But, you know, when he pointed out, you could be in a car and it's worse in your car because there's nowhere for that energy to go except bounce around off the metal in your car and give you a triple dose of the radiation. You know, the more you learn, the crazier you seem to other people, Jack.
Yeah, I know. We should all just go with the flow. Just as Obama says, STFU, get out of the way and don't stand in the way of progress. Well, I'm sure that we'll mutate to beyond the point where radiation will affect us, and this will be the new human 2.0, which people like Stephen Hawking has predicted will create a new breed of species on this planet, and then we'll just be looked at as cavemen, I'm sure, sometime into the future.
But you have Steve Hawkins, you had Wozniak, he came out. So many knowing people that I say have, you know, more than the average amount of brain matter, talking about the dangers of artificial intelligence, and the world laughs at them. So maybe the robots should have the Earth, because we certainly haven't taken care of it.
Well, it's the Matrix all over again, and I guess no one wins in that deal. I guess before we run out of time, do we want to warn people to save their 401ks? You've done a good job. You have survived the balloon being blown up. Not obliterated, but made bigger. You have maybe gotten some of your losses back from 2007 and 2008. Why don't you go park that? I know there's going to be a little penalty. Why don't you go park that somewhere for a little while, somewhere else, We've got all kinds of warnings. The Reserve Bank, Australia's Central Bank, has warned their investors at Davos here this week. This is what they're going to be calculating, is when the time might come. Remember in 2007 and 2008, they called it the economic 9/11,
right,
that the Rothschilds and the usual suspects all got out in time. And miraculously, they knew. Well, we were warning people, so I guess we knew. The writing was all over the wall. This is going to be a horrible year for markets. It's going to be a horrible year for the economy, and maybe not such a great year altogether. Best thing for you to do is to play it safe. You people who need that money, play it safe. If you're in this for the long term, I guess it'll go back up later when they begin plunge protecting the market and they blow the bubble back up again. But this is a really good time to get rid of your very expensive things that are at the top of the market now. So if you're collecting things, if you have cars or potentially even property, and you don't want to lose money in the short term, and maybe get out while the getting's good and put that money back in when deflation comes and you can buy everything much cheaper, which is going to happen, then I'm telling you, from what I know, this is the time to do that, is to divest most everything, sit on your money or park it somewhere very, very, very safe. There's many ways to do that. Quite frankly, I can't see oil going down anymore. It's only going to go up. But that's a speculation, and I stay away from that. But ultimately, park your money somewhere until deflation comes back, and maybe you'll be able to reinvest and buy two cars for the one car you had, and you won't lose your entire 401k. One of these times, this is going to happen, Maria, and it ain't going to come back. So
I'm not arguing with you. I'm sure you remember Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. I'm sure they took him out, too, because there's way too much mystery around his death. But all the years ago when I interviewed Bob, you know, I would say, maybe 5-6 years ago, he told people to get their money, convert their IRAs, get their money out of their 401ks. He saw it coming. But, you know, some people listen, some people don't, except, you know, of course, people that don't have any money. And that's another thing I wanted to ask you, because I can't remember, and I didn't have time this morning to Google it, but I heard that the New York Stock Exchange was closed yesterday because of Martin Luther King Day. And I said, I don't remember them ever doing that. Do you?
No, I don't.
So I said, all of a sudden they give a shit about Martin Luther King Day? I said, no, that's to me was like a red flag because the market's doing so bad worldwide. But I'm gonna try and look it up after the show.
Well, and listen, any Monday is death. That's where it can come, because everything that bubbles and boils over the weekend can hit you on a Monday. And just to debunk that this is all China's fault, you know what they're blaming China for fixing their market, for plunge protecting their markets, which every market does, by the way. So it'd be easy to blame China. You know, China obviously peaked at their zenith. The money is now moving because China has grown to a point in a capacity where the shine is off of it. The deals aren't there so much anymore. So now they'll go find some other country to do it in. It used to be Mexico, and then it's China, and they'll find somewhere else. We could speculate where that is. It's actually kind of growing up around Thailand and some other places in Asia. But that's a complete BS story to cover for the collapse that always comes in the eighth year, the last year of an 8-year presidency, or even the last year of a 4-year presidency, because it's very easy to blame the last guy and move on. And then, as Obama just did the other night, as you mentioned during his speech, take credit for some kind of a new revitalization, which is only based on the printing of more money, loaned for absolutely free to the usual suspects, and then we pay interest on it. That's, again, the scam, folks. Don't ever forget, the Federal Reserve isn't federal, has no reserves, and they are just printing money, giving it to the banks to loan to you at interest in circulation and charging us interest for the privilege to do that while charging no interest to the banks. And that's what's going to be talked about in Davos today. What should be done, how the central banks should contract the money supply here in 2016, And if you guys aren't in on that and you don't know how to play it, you're going to get stomped. You're going to get stomped by the stampede. But to blame China on it is ridiculous.
Absolutely. Well, Jack, thanks so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. It just seemed like it was so long since we've talked.
It's been fun. Let's just go for another hour this time. What do you say?
I'd love to, but I have another appointment, so I can't.
People will have to tune in next month. And by the way, I have a new show coming up Monday through Friday on talknetwork.com. It will be a live show. We've got producers for the first time in years. The guests will be fantastic. A huge variety of guests, both crooks and liars and heroes. So we'll have them all on. It'll be 12 o'clock Pacific time to 2 o'clock Pacific time, Monday through Friday, Talk Network. And people can go to my, go to my Facebook or my website to just Google Jack Blood and you'll get me in there or use something better than Google and look for our big announcements. But we're pretty excited. This is certainly, we're not calling it a comeback, but it is certainly our very last shot to do a live Monday through Friday show, which so many people love me to do. So, look for that here on February 1st, and then I'll come back. We have some big stuff going on in February, and when I come on next month, we'll promote that if you'll let me.
Absolutely, Jack. Congratulations. I'll talk with you soon.
All right. Love you, Maria. Stay bold, everybody.
You too. And there you have it. Jack Blood, like myself, we're like diehard. We should call ourselves diehard. 1, 2, 3, 4, on and on. Okay, I'm still working on, I know there was a little interference today, but I think that was over the phone. Jack was using Skype, which is why I don't use Skype. But if you hear that other interference, let me know. I'm still working on trying to track that down, unless the NSA, who is certainly interfering with my phone, every phone call, is doing it. But I'm still digging through it. So, Susie, I know you're listening. Let me know if that same interference happened and what time that happened today. So anyway, I'll see you guys tomorrow when David Icke returns to the show and we'll be talking about his excellent new book. Thanks again for supporting the show.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.